XR Labs News Flash. I forgot. Anyway, let's go.
I'm joking, yeah. You know, it's number one. Welcome in the new year. It's 2023. And my name is Ankorai. You know, I'm the face rigger who would like to be an anchor woman someday. Anyway, our first newsflash takes us to New York. There's a fine hackspace called Woodbine. So let's switch over.
One of the organizers here at Woodbine. This is a community space, an organizing space we have in Ridgewood, Queens, that we've had since early 2014. Before the pandemic, you know, over the years, we've hosted weekly dinners every Sunday. We allowed the space to be used as a meeting space for different political and community organizing groups. We had talks and lectures, poetry readings, different workshops would take place, but we had to stop all of that, you know, when the pandemic started. And that's when we decided to partner with Hungry Monk to operate a satellite location of the food pantry efforts that they had been doing.
I'm Linda, and I'm putting down the 6 feet markers so people can social distance.
Hi, Linda.
My name is Laura, and I'm a volunteer at Woodbine. The food pantry runs twice a week, Wednesday and Friday at 10 in the morning, and we feed hundreds of people every distribution.
My name is Diana. I've been volunteering at Woodbine for maybe 3 or 4 months now. And today we have in the boxes lettuce, kale, eggs, sausage, cottage cheese, milk, and some vegetables.
Mine really hasn't increased very much at all. The food insecurity in our neighborhood is high, and it maybe was high even before the pandemic, but that made that more visible and more apparent.
My name is Deborah.
Hi.
I come into this place since May when they start to give you the food here, and I am volunteer to this place.
Hi guys, my name is Hugo. Once in a while, I come and help them out with the Woodbine Center. I really feel that I'm doing something good for the people who is in need.
My name is Dominique. I've been helping out the past several months with food distribution at Woodbine. And what I appreciate so much about this is how much of it is the community helping the community, creating an autonomous network that we can help provide for each other in times of need. And I think there's a lot of solidarity in that.
In addition to the pantry, we have a community free food fridge that's outside that anyone can access 24/7.
It's great to have a very like public 24-hour accessible source of food for people that has its own world of people who come to donate things.
My name is Katie, and I am the organizer for the Mass Night that was started in early June at Old Woodbine. There are a lot of sewers in the neighborhood, a lot of people that had professionally worked in the fashion industry, and then people that had zero experience and just wanted to participate in some way in just helping other people. So it evolved from a focus on production of masks to more teaching and a skill share. Over the summer and fall, we distributed hundreds of masks to the food pantry. And we also taught anywhere around up to 20 people how to sew from scratch.
My name is
Anna, and I'm one of the co-coordinators of the CSA that distributes out of Woodbine.
Hi.
In November, we moved to this larger space that is about three times the size of the old location. And it helps to support all of the different sort of programming that we have going on now and that we hope to have going on in the future.
There's quite literally like lots of room to do more things. So it feels like a lot of things are possible.
We're able to continue with the Skillshare programming here. We have the space to spread out and expand to much more involved and complicated sort of processes.
I think since Corona, you know, the kinds of collaboration and communication that has happened in Ridgewood has really transformed the neighborhood in a way that hopefully it won't go back to the way it was, you know, where people didn't talk or didn't know each other.
I think it provided a sense of community that maybe didn't exist beforehand, and definitely for me.
This was the XR Labs Newsflash number 1, and we are visiting Woodbine in New York. So, see you, bye bye, and tschüss.